and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 12th of December, 2007. It's the birthday of Flaubert, Gustave Flaubert, born in Rouen, France, in 1821. His first novel was a historical romance set in the 4th century. He showed it to his friends. They hated it. They told him to write a novel about ordinary middle-class French society. So Flaubert moved home with his mother to do his research, and he wrote Madame Bovary, 1857, about a housewife who spends all her time reading romance novels and then begins a series of love affairs to stave off boredom. Flaubert wrote the novel very slowly, sometimes only 500 words a week. It's now considered Flaubert's great masterpiece, Madame Bovary, but in his lifetime he was best known for his second book, Salammbô, a novel about pagan rituals and human sacrifices, a big bestseller in 1862 and rarely read today. Gustave Flaubert, who said, "To be stupid, selfish, and have good health are three requirements for happiness, though if stupidity is lacking, all is lost." It's the birthday of Frank Sinatra, born in Hoboken, 1915. Got a job with his first singing group because he had his own car and he could drive the rest of them to the jobs. Sang with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, then with Benny Goodman. His first booking as a soloist was at the Paramount Theater in New York. His press agent was nervous, hired a dozen girls to stand at the front of the theater to swoon and scream, but it wasn't necessary. There were hundreds of other women who showed up and did it for free. Sinatra damaged his vocal cords during a performance at the Copacabana around the same time as he was surrounded by scandal and he was dropped by his record label. And he went back to singing in small clubs and theaters to build his confidence back up and also to learn how to sing. When he came back to record for Capitol Records, he could sing all kinds of songs, pop and swing and jazz and ballads, and he went on to become one of the most successful solo singers in history. And it's the birthday of a writer who was expelled from school at the age of 16 for hitting a schoolmaster who had turned off a radio that was playing Frank Sinatra. John Osborne, London, 1929, famous for his play Look Back in Anger. Here's a poem for today by Thomas Lux, upon seeing an ultrasound photo of an unborn child. Tadpole, it's not time yet to nag you about college, though I have some thoughts on that, baseball, ditto, or abstract principles. Enjoy your delicious, soupy, womb warmth. Do some rolls and salts. It'll be too crowded soon. Delight in your early dreams, which no one will attempt to analyze. For now, may your toes blossom, your fingers lengthen, your sexual organs, too soon to tell which yet, grow sensitive. Your teeth form their buds in their forming jawbone, your already booming heart expand, literally now, metaphorically later. Oh, your spine, eyebrows, nape, knees, fibulae, lungs, lips, but your soul, dear child, I don't see it here. When does that come in? Whence? Perhaps God and your mother and even I will all contribute, and you'll learn yourself to coax it from wherever. Your soul, which holds your bones together and lets you live on earth. Fingerling, sidecar, nubbin, I'm waiting, it's me, Dad, I'm out here. You already know where Mom is. I'll see you more directly upon arrival. You'll recognize me. I'll be the tall-seeming, delighted, blonde guy, and I'll have your nose. A poem by Thomas Lux, upon seeing an ultrasound photo of an unborn child, from his collection The Drowned River, published by Houghton Mifflin Company and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.